fucking lost your fucking veins.
Yes?
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
I barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cock.
Oh, drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping my hoe.
It's finally a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you. We'll get into that in just a moment. Also, today is an extended program, so if you are a paying member, a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, worked in a plug. The theme music's not even over with yet, and I managed to fit in a plug. Also, go to adamandeve.com. 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Free free adult DVDs, mystery gift, blah, 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 blah. All right. Wanted to get it in before the end of the song there. Yes, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. But before we do that, DB listener Ben sent in a Craigslist posting. Alex, Ottawa U student, loves fisting, man for woman. I miss you in your sensual ways. My fist is alone without you. Let me put down the towel so you can spray my bed and walls. I don't know what that means. I love you, honey. I miss you, sweetie. Come back to my love nest of a shit apartment and let spray into my mouth so I can drink your juices. I don't care you fuck other boys and women. I do, too. I like the big black cock. I'm sorry I cheat with you. I don't think English is this guy's first language. He's Canadian, so they don't speak English up there, right? I am sorry I cheat with you and with my students and colleagues. My dick is stupid. It wants pussy a lot. It's like a caveman writing a Craigslist ad. Me want pussy. So there you go. That's what's happening on Craigslist today. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I scour the web and I look for poorly written or bizarre or disgusting sex stories. And then, of course, I read them to you so we can all suffer together. If there's one thing Distorted View is about, it's about communal misery. We all have shitty, pointless lives. Why not spend it together? All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic.
Yeah, today's story is actually Chapter 10 of the Honey Story. I don't think it's going to matter that we're skipping chapters 1 through 9. It is just, it's going to just end up in horrible, nasty fucking. But yes, this is Honey 10, Chapter 10. Patty goes too far. Patty couldn't wait for Lisa to come over for her tutoring session. Everyone thought it was nice of Patty to help with Lisa's schoolwork. She was a genius when it came to anything mathematic. It soon came in great as a cover story. Only Honey Yuri and Honey's cousin Melinda knew the truth. Once Patty managed to get Lisa to kick the marijuana habit, her grades came up all by themselves. Patty giggled to herself. Mom wouldn't be home for her date until late, and if she knew her mother, perhaps not until morning. Tonight was the perfect time to try something brand new. First, though, Patty had a little lesson to teach her student. The doorbell rang, and Patty smiled at herself in the mirror. She looked the part tonight, all right. She had on her tight black mini dress and her black leather stiletto heel boots. Real whore. She was so lucky she found them in her size and often wondered just who owned them before her. She was so poetic, she wondered if some pervert had them made for a kid. Okay. Shades of pedophilia coming into play here. I hope that's not foreshadowing. Wouldn't be the first time on Sextastic Tuesday, right? Call your kids over. It's a children's story of sorts. Patty just loved thrift stores. She kept hoping to find a leather corset. Oh, who the fuck cares about this? Let's just move on. The doorbell rang again. I didn't even know the doorbell rang once. I must have skimmed over that part. The doorbell rang again, and she stormed to answer it, getting herself in the mood. She threw the door open. "Lisa, you only ring the doorbell once," she said in a controlled but angry voice. "I'll let you in when I'm good and ready." Lisa Marie's eyes went wide. Oh, shit. Boss is mad tonight. After about 20 minutes, Patty opened the door. "Get in now, bitch!" "I'm sorry, boss. I thought no one was home." Well, why would you ring the doorbell over and over if you didn't think anyone was home? "All right, forget it. That's not what I'm mad about." Patty held up a receipt. "Did you think I would forget about this?" "But boss, I thought you liked my present," Lisa said, worried. Just that morning, she had given Patty two pairs of real police handcuffs and a set of leather thigh restraints, just like in the bondage pictures on the internet. "Oh, I do," Patty said, smiling. "But there's a matter of you spending $163 without my permission." "It's gonna be some rough S&M shit. That could be kind of hot, right? This might be the first sexy Sextastic Tuesday story. Get undressed now!" Patty grabbed the naked girl's arm and yanked hard, dragging her to the garage. She pointed to an old, beat-up, reclining easy chair. "Lean over the arm of that chair." Lisa obediently did as she was told. "Are you gonna move from that position?" Patty asked. "No, boss, I swear I won't," Lisa quickly answered. What a little bitch. "How are you going to save enough for the first year of collage," I think they meant college, "if you keep spending all your money like this?" Patty demanded. She picked up a ping pong paddle and brought it down sharply on the shapely bottom of the beautiful blonde. Lisa moaned softly but didn't move. Again and again, Patty smacked the paddle down hard until Lisa's bottom was almost glowing red. "Stand up!" Lisa did, sniffing back her tears. "What's this?" Patty asked, touching her fingers to the large wet spot on the arm that was directly under Lisa's pussy. Lisa just stood there, not knowing what to say. "You got off on my chair, didn't you? You stained my recliner." "I couldn't help it, boss. You made me do it." "Don't move." Patty took out the thigh restraints from where she hid them and buckled the leather straps tightly around Lisa's smooth thighs. "Now I'm going to do you a favor," said Pat. I wouldn't trust her. "Lisa, do not trust her." "Don't go away. I'll be right back." Lisa didn't have long to wait. Patty came back with a friend. Uh-oh. "Oh, God, keep him away," Lisa screamed. The black man. No, racist. Lisa had a very strong fear of dogs. Oh, here we go. And I think we all know where this story's going. And Patty just brought in a large husky. This is Max. He is a purebred Siberian husky. Mom has the papers and everything. Isn't he pretty? "No, boss, let me go. He'll bite me." "Nonsense. He's a lamb, aren't you, Maxie? Why don't you give Lisa a kiss?" Patty led the dog over, and he let out his long tongue and slobbered on the struggling girl's face. "Boss, please take him away. I'll do anything you want." "But this is what I want," Patty said happily. She led Max between Lisa's legs. "Come on, Maxie. Lick the pretty pussy." "No," Lisa shrieked. "Stop it." Didn't we just read a bestiality story a couple weeks ago? Max's penis was growing bigger by the second. It was completely out of its sheath now and beginning to drip clear fluid on the floor. Patty watched in amazement as Max hopped up onto the chair and started to hump against Lisa. The helpless blonde's eyes nearly bugged out of her head when she realized what was next. Yeah, you know what's coming. Lisa tried desperately to get her hand over her pussy, but it was no good. She moaned in fear as trying to block the dog's cock with her hand, putting it over the hole. All right. It was no good. She moaned in fear as Patty reached between them and helped Max line up. That was all he needed. He entered Lisa with one mighty thrust and started to fuck with astounding speed. "Max, oh God, get out of me, boss, help, he's fucking me, stop him." "A dog is fucking me." The position was a little strained for him, and Patty watched as his knot grew. She was glad this was working out. Of course, it was her idea. She thought she would have to hold his knot, keeping it from entering her lover. This way she could watch and finger herself as much as she wanted. Lisa wasn't struggling so hard now. In fact, she was starting to thrust up against it, Max. Oh, shit, he's big, Lisa kept saying, until she was beyond words. Patty reached orgasm just as they did, Max barking loudly as his doggy cum pumped deep into a moaning Lisa. When he pulled out, it all actually gushed out onto the garage floor. Max went into the corner and began to lick his shrinking cock clean as Patty unlocked a shaking Lisa. Unlocked. Lisa. Oh, God. Boss, that was crazy, Patty. Are you okay, Lisa? Patty asked. I think so. Patty helped Lisa clean up, and the two girls cuddled for a while in Patty's bed. Patty must have dozed off. When she awoke, she tried to get up but couldn't. Suddenly, she regretted being such a heavy sleeper. She was on her hands and knees, tied over a footstool in the living room. Lisa, what are you doing? Untie me now! Lisa was sitting on the sofa. Boss, you know I love you, but you went too far tonight. Patty was getting worried. Lisa stood up and left the room. She came back with Max. I think just this once, you should see how I feel. Patty was now more than a little scared, but it could be worse, I guess. She did kind of want to try it herself. Okay, Lisa, I guess that's only fair. Lisa led Max right up to Patty. Come on, boy, you want some? Wow, his tongue is huge, she gasped. It's pushing in so deep, as Max licked her pussy. Max kept working until Patty was lost to her joyful release. Max mounted and started to thrust at her dripping pussy. Yes, Maxie! Come on, Maxie! Fuck me, Max! He entered and started his frantic pounding. Patty was overjoyed until she remembered, oh no, the knot! Lisa, you have to get him off me! Lisa didn't know anything about dog anatomy and thought Patty was just chickening out. He shot in me, so he has to come in you too! Patty was getting frantic. She felt something growing inside her. Please, Lisa, he's too big! She felt like she was being split apart. Oh, fuck, it's huge! She moaned from the burning pain, pain that also somehow felt good. She felt him shooting his doggy cum inside her, filling her more than she has ever been filled before. Her own orgasm nearly made her pass out. Finally, it was over. Max tried to pull out and dragged her, footstool and all, across the hardwood floor. Help! Patty cried in pain. He's dragging her pussy. Not first. Lisa's eyes were huge. What happened? Help me, Patty. Or help me, Patty said in a panic. His cock is stuck in me. Oh, shit. How could that be possible? Lisa moaned as she tried to hold the large dog still. Patty groaned as he swung a leg over her. Now they were locked together, butt to butt. Lisa couldn't help, but she started to giggle nervously. Every time Max tried to move, Patty was dragged a little further across the living room floor. Lisa, hold him, Patty gasped. Boss, what should I do? Should I call 911? Are you fucking insane? Patty screamed. I'll end up on TV or something. Hold him still. He's pulling my insides out. Lisa was scared now. She didn't want to hurt her boss. Suddenly, she heard a sound, kind of like the popping of a cork. And Max was free. Boss, are you okay? Patty looked up at Lisa weakly and nodded. I think so, she muttered. Max's fluids were running down her trembling legs. Lisa carefully looked over her boss. I don't see any blood. I don't think you were damaged inside. Oh, boss, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that would happen. Patty hugged the crying girl. I should be the one in tears now, she said with just the ghost of a grin. I think I learned a lesson, though. She kissed Lisa and hugged her again. From now on, if I get too out of control, just call for Max and I'll stop, okay? Okay, boss, I'll hold you to that. The girls laughed together. The end. All right, that is happy endings there. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for October 25th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They have an amazing deal for you. First of all, AdamandEve.com has, what, like 20,000 products. We're talking dildos, a plethora of male masturbators, and videos, lingerie, blow-up dolls, all sorts of great adult stuff. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any one of those items. Just find something you like, right? Very easy. Put it in your cart. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. Boom. You'll automatically see the price reduced by 50%. Holy Christ. That's an amazing deal. Plus, we're not going to stop there, though. I said, my listeners are cheap bastards, and they want free shipping as well. And AdamandEve.com said, okay. And I said, what about three free adult DVDs? Can you give them something to jerk off to? And Adam and Eve said, all right, Tim. And I said, well, they like to be surprised, too. How about throwing in a mystery gift? And they said, what the we're running a business here, man. But they said, okay. So if you want three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, free shipping, and 50% off just about any item, use coupon code FREAK at checkout over there at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a Sideshow member, now would be a great time to do it because we've got an extended show today. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll also pick up this Thursday's exclusive program. Plus, of course, you get full access to the entire archive of shows and video casts and everything else we do. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. A Vallejo man, is that how you pronounce that? Was found in a child's swing Saturday morning. Now, you know, like when I say a swing, like not a normal swing, but like the one where your legs go in the holes. You know, it's for like little babies so they don't fall out, basically. A man was found in a child's swing Saturday morning after reportedly being stuck for about 9 hours. What a complete idiot. At about 6 a.m., a groundskeeper of Blue Rock Springs Park heard a man screaming when he arrived at work. He then called the police to investigate. Upon arrival, police found a 21-year-old man stuck in a child's swing, which has two leg holes. The man told police that he had been stuck in the swing since 9 p.m. on Friday after he allegedly made a $100 bet with his friends. He proceeded to lube himself with laundry detergent, of all fucking things, to get into the swing. The friends then reportedly left him swinging throughout the night. Vallejo firefighters were then called in to rescue him by cutting the swing chains off. He was then transported to Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center, where firefighters used a cast cutter to cut the swing off of his body. He sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Thank God he's going to survive, right? Second story we have for you today. Here's a bitch who can't get enough cock. Shoplifting cases are usually forgettable, but a Cobb County arrest warrant issued Thursday is pregnant with intrigue. Mm-hmm. According to Cobb police, a woman identified as Alexandria Brooks infiltrated the Walgreens and made off with 26 boxes of condoms and an ovulation test. I don't really know what she was up to. I'm guessing she wanted to figure out when she was going to be fertile so she could just take raw cocks in her cunt. But then, on the day she's ovulating, she's going to use some of those condoms. Basically, here's a breakdown of what was taken from Walgreens. I have the list here. 5 boxes of Trojan Magnums. Ooh. 1 box of Trojan Ultra Ribbed Condoms. 5 boxes of Trojan Magnum Ecstasy. 6 boxes of Trojan Magnum Fire/Ice. 6 boxes of Trojan Magnum Thin Condoms. She's fucking some big cocks. 2 boxes of Trojan Magnum Lubes. Where's the snug fits at? 1 box of Trojan Ultra Thins, Walgreens Organic Cotton Balls, gonna stuff her pussy, Huggles Natural Care Wipes, oh, I'm sorry, Huggies. I think it's Huggies, sorry, I have poor eyesight, Huggles, and 1 first response digital ovulation test kit. A bitch's cunt was open for business. The total value was $562. Walgreens worker saw Brooks enter the store on September 11th. Oh, we should be mourning the loss of everyone in the World Trade Center. Not, you know, maybe she was fucking EMT people or something. Firefighters. She filled a shopping basket with condoms and marched out the front door. She got into a vehicle and the driver took off. There was a getaway car and everything, but not before workers wrote down the tag number. Police eventually tracked down the driver, who gave police Brooks's name. Brooks is an old hand at shoplifting, according to multiple cop warrants. In September, in what may be a desperate attempt to turn back the hands of time, she visited a CVS and took 9 Oil of Olay products. In 2009, she was charged with battery for headbutting a man several times, causing his face and nose to swell. It's good to see that she's gone from being a fighter to a lover. God, I wish I fit into Magnums. I never tried, but I don't want to. I'm just afraid of what I'll find. My little penis swimming in that thing. All right, final story we have for you today. I've got another soda-related story. Maybe I should start my fizzled-out podcast, because there's a lot of carbonated drinks in the news. Researchers in the U.S. say there's a shocking association between violence by teenagers and the amount of fizzy soft drinks they drink. Yes, because there's you get energy. You get a sugar rush. You just want to fucking punch someone in the face. High school students in inner city Boston. Okay, well, first of all, there's the first problem. You're doing a study of inner city school kids. Of course, you give them a little bit of energy, they're going to get into fights. High school students in inner city Boston who consume more than 5 cans of non-diet fizzy soft drinks every week were between 9 and 15% likelier to engage in an aggressive act compared with counterparts who drank less. This study is retarded. What we found was that there was a strong relationship between how many soft drinks that these inner city kids how many soft drinks these black kids consumed. They could probably get even more specific. How much grape soda these black kids consume. This is a racist study. All right. What we found was that there was a strong relationship between how many soft drinks that these inner city kids consumed and how violent they were. Not only in violence against peers, but also violence in dating relationships or against siblings, said David Hemenway, a professor at the Harvard School of Pubic Health. It was shocking to us when we saw how clear the relationship was, he said in an interview. But he stressed that only further work would confirm or disprove the key question whether high consumption of sweet sodas caused violent behavior. The new study was based on answers to questionnaires filled out by 1,878 public school students age 14 to 18 in inner Boston. Quote, we want to look at it more carefully in following studies. The study, published in a British journal, will revive memories of the Twinkie defense, a U.S. legal landmark in which a killer successfully argued that his behavior had been swayed by eating junk food. The defendant in the case, Dan White, had been charged with homicide. His lawyer successfully pleaded to a conviction of a lesser charge, voluntary manslaughter. Several studies elsewhere have established a link between very high sugar consumption and lack of social bonding or irritable and antisocial behavior. Who does that sound like? And I love soda. Some diet research has also pointed the finger at the lack of micronutrients as a source of aggression. So there you go. Little health watch update for you. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, guys, I'm going to give you a chance here. Don't screw this up.
Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow member operating Peyton here. I'm about to go home for fall break. I, live now in the Northeast Ohio area, but home for me is Northern New Jersey.
Northeast Ohio? You're so close to me.
And so this is exactly the location of the Real Housewives of New Jersey phenomenon. And so whenever I go home, my schedule consists pretty much of watching that show 24/7 because it's so good. Oh, my goodness. I know maybe because you're a faggot, too, like me, you could appreciate it. But the great part is I recognize locations from, like, my childhood, places that I saw when I was growing up in the show.
Wow.
So it's kind of like sightseeing, and these people are exactly like that in real life.
I don't really watch those shows. I saw that episode where the bitch flipped the table over.
Hello, this is the Anson. This is Pat Benistory of Monkey Overlord calling with a riddle for you. What's the difference between Roy Killer War and a mosquito?
The difference between Roy Killer War and a mosquito? I don't know.
A mosquito stops sucking when you slap it.
Wow, that's very true. I need to find Roy Killer War. I don't know what happened to him. He's disappeared.
Cindy, I would love to hear an entire episode of you just singing.
Oh.
Give the best of show.
All right, well, I'll do my best. Tim Henson, dance
hey, Tim.
Party!
Feel free for Brett here. I'm just calling to be the first person at 6:19 in the morning on Tuesday to let you know you fucked up the audio for the Sonata.
Yeah, there was a fuck-up in the audio. Look, I'm going to videotape how I tape the show, and you'll see why I screwed up.
Hey, Tim.
I'm using GarageBand now, and I go back and I correct some of the audio. You know, some stuff is not loud enough, and some stuff is too loud. So I after I record the show, I tweak it a bit. And I had to move some stuff around, and basically the levels were... It was just messed up. Whatever.
Hey, Tim. Donut showing here. Hey, Tim. I'm calling in reference to the guy that left his son the dildo collection.
Yes.
It would kind of creep me out. First of all,
Were they his dildos? Was he using it on his wife? You know what I mean?
Would you want to use any sex toys?
And I have a feeling, I don't use sex toys as a rule. I don't have any. But I have a feeling, even though you're supposed to wash them after you use them, I have a feeling a lot of people don't. Because, sorry, I'm getting a sore throat. Because, you know, after I blow my load, the last thing I want to do is any sort of labor. You know, I just want to lay there and just do nothing. So I can definitely see myself just throwing the dildo back in the drawer and saying, I'll get around to it.
It was used by somebody else, you know, other than you and your lover. And second of all, would you really even want to touch, never mind use,
yeah,
something that you...
Some crusties on that.
No, it's probably been in your father's asshole.
Yeah, and that's even worse. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some sort of fecal remnants.
Hey, boo, spiral in, fucker. Hey, here in California, we have a saucy secret.
Yes?
If you sell gasoline, you have to provide air and water for free. A lot of people don't know this, and it costs like $1.50 or something. All you got to do is walk in there and say, hey, can you turn on your air and water, please? Sometimes people look at me like I'm the president's son.
Wow, I wonder if that's true everywhere, because nothing pisses me off more that, you know, they used to charge like a quarter for air. And that kind of angered me, too, because there are other places that would have it for free. And now it's like $1.50 for fucking air. Air! I want to... And the worst part is, here in Ohio, it gets... cold, you know, in the winter time, and for some reason, that's when all the machines break down, or that they turn them off, and they just put an out of order sign on it. And I was running low on my air, and I couldn't find any place to get. Where do you get air if no gas stations provide it? Where the fuck do you? What do you want? Wrap my mouth around it, and blow?
Hey, Tim, I was listening to the radio, and they asked a question, and I would love to hear your answer.
Okay.
Would you punch a baby
yes.
for $10 million?
Abso-fucking-lutely! I do it for 10 bucks. Like a Burger King coupon or something.
Crying baby.
Oh, a crying baby? You don't have to give me anything.
Hey, Tim, it's Corey.
Say
you had a woman on your show who was promoting... selling dildos, and that was Jill who sells dildos.
Yes.
And
well, that's actually Jilda.
Isn't this competition for you and AdamandEve.com?
Yeah, I thought about that.
I'm just kind of curious why you had her.
Look, no one's going to be buying fucking wooden dildos. I actually want to get Jilda on my program and interview her.
On your show.
Because I love the idea that she's kind of an old lady, and she's making dildos, and you know she's fucking still jamming those things in her cunt. You know, quality control.
Oh, taking up your precious... airspace when you could be talking about AdamEve.com with coupon code FREAK. But anyway, I found it funny that she was doing social networking on Facebook, Twitter, you know, that's pretty standard stuff. But on LinkedIn as well. And
yeah.
She would probably be the last person I would want to, have in my connections.
Yeah, exactly.
Sells dildos. But Anyway.
Very good observation, Corey. When are you going to do some more Butt Fudge Sundays for us? I missed that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God? Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!